The eighth Sunday in ordinary time, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 39 to 45. Jesus told a parable to his disciples. Can one blind man guide another? Surely both will fall into the pit. The disciple is not superior to his teacher. The fully trained disciple will always be like his teacher. Why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eye and never notice the plank in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the splinter that is in your eye," when you cannot see the plank in your own? Hypocrite! Take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly enough to take out the splinter that is in your brother's eye. There is no sound tree that produces rotten fruit, nor again a rotten tree that produces sound fruit. For every tree can be told by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorns, nor gather grapes from brambles. A good man draws what is good from the store of goodness in his heart. A bad man draws what is bad from the store of badness. For a man's words flow out of what fills his heart.
During a revisit to Nain, the town where he had raised a widow's son from the dead, Jesus had urged the town people there to persevere in their good ways, despite the hypocrisy of some Pharisees who were then present, who preferred their own traditions to the neglect of God's precepts. Arriving with his apostles soon afterwards at the town of Endor, Jesus is questioned by Bartholomew, who asks, "Do you know, Master, that those Pharisees, after they heard your words, were scandalized? You were very bold." And Jesus replies, "And very truthful. And it was charitable of me to say them. Any plant which was not planted by my heavenly Father is to be uprooted. It is charitable to uproot traditions and precepts which suffocate and misinterpret the Decalogue, making it inactive and impossible to live by. It is charitable to do so for the sake of honest souls. As far as those insolent, obstinate persons are concerned, who are deaf to every advice and action of love, leave them alone and let them be followed by those whose souls and inclinations are like theirs. They are blind leading the blind. If one blind man leads another, both can but fall into a pit. Let them feed on their own uncleanliness, which they call cleanliness." At another time, Jesus instructs his apostles on the importance of the roles they will have to play in the future church. He tells them, "Remember that the disciple is not superior to his teacher, nor is he a slave to his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, which is already an undeserved honour, and for a slave to be like his master. And be not afraid of those who will call you demons. The truth will be known one day, and then it will be clear who was the demon, whether it was you or they." At another time, Jesus says, "Charity is an absolution. Be charitable to everybody and in everything. If God gives you much assistance to keep you good, do not be proud of it, but endeavour to climb the full length of the ladder of perfection. Give a hand to those who are tired and unaware, and to those who are easily disappointed. Why do you observe so diligently the splinter in your brother's eye, if first you do not go to the trouble of taking the plank out of your own eye? How dare you say to your brother, let me take the splinter out of your eye, while the plank in your eye is blinding you. Do not be a hypocrite. Take the plank out of your eye first, and then you will be able to take the splinter out of your brother's eye without ruining him. Sometime previously, during the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells the assembled crowd, "The deeds of men, the true deeds, that is, his behaviour at home, in business, towards his neighbour and servants, these are the things that testify this man is a servant of the Lord, because holy deeds are the fruit of true religion. A good tree does not bear bad fruit, and a bad tree does not bear good fruit. Will thorny bushes ever be able to give you tasty grapes? And will those even more stinging thistles ever be able to ripen sweet figs for you? No, they will not. In actual fact, you will be able to pick only a few sour blackberries from the thorny bushes, and inedible fruits will come from the stinging thistles. I do not say to you, kill false prophets and hypocritical believers. Nay, I say to you, leave the task to God. But be careful, keep away from them, so that you may not be poisoned by their juices." A man speaks of what fills his heart, because it is out of the superabundance of what is within us that we act and speak. A good man takes good things out of his good treasure. A wicked man takes wicked things out of his evil one, which speaks and behaves according to what is within him. Early one morning, Maria Valtorta awakens in her sickbed to hear Jesus' voice, and she writes, "O my Lord, give me light. Is it you that speaks, or is it my brain which has become ill and raves? Is it you or Satan? My greatest pain, and you know it is, the fear of listening to voices which are not yours or are not those of your holy ones, or of mistakenly call your word what is really just my thought." And Jesus answers me, "Even if it were, didn't I tell you that from the heart there emerge the thoughts of men, and that from the fruit one knows if the plant is good? Isn't it stated in Scripture and in wisdom that whoever makes me known already has eternal life, and that whoever works for me will not sin? How often is it stated, openly or covertly, that whoever is full of wisdom is full of me, and that whoever speaks supernatural words is a voice of the Spirit of God who dwells in his heart? For it is the Spirit of God, beloved soul of mine, who carries out these operations in the hearts of the men in whom he dwells, finding them worthy of being inhabited by him. And the Spirit Paraclete is the love of the Father and of the Son. If you then, in your heart, hear these words, it is a sign that you are listening to the divine conversation of the Most Holy Trinity. If you hear me speaking then, it is a sign that I am in you with my love. Even if it were really your heart which suggested these thoughts which you later write, it is then a sign that your heart is full of God. It is from man's heart that there comes what's emerging from his mouth. Now then, if your heart pushes into your mouth and mind divine or supernatural thoughts, sights and words, it is a sign that your heart is holy and that your heart harbours only love, justice and heavenly things. It is a sign that your conversation is in heaven and that you dwell with your spirit in heaven, having heaven enclosed within you. So proceed with peace. You do what I want. Whoever opposes you does not wound you, but wounds me, for he opposes me alone, to the degree that I and no one else possess, dominate, shine, instruct, and live in you.